My parents were gonna be gone for the day, and I really wanted to stay home by myself, but they said no.
I know it's hard to wait to do some more grown-up things, but your parents know what's best. Do you want to grow up as fast as possible? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. A lot of kids want to grow up as fast as they can. I know I sure did. But hey, what's the rush? See, whatever age you are right now is exactly the age God wants you to be. In the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, the very wise King Solomon said this: "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." And now let's listen to our story. It's called Too Soon. "We're harvesting tomatoes today," Aunt Mickey said when Landon and Bailey arrived. She handed them each a basket. "Be careful to only pick the red ones. The green ones aren't ready yet." Bailey was excited to help in the garden, but Landon sighed as he started picking tomatoes. He'd wanted to stay home by himself while his parents were gone for the day, but they said no. Landon looked over at his sister. "Bailey," he exclaimed, "don't pick the green ones." "Let's see, Bailey," Aunt Mickey said as she came to look at what the youngest had picked. "Those tomatoes are too green, but that's okay. With a little TLC, we'll still be able to use them." "What's TLC?" Landon asked. "TLC is tender, loving care. Come on inside and I'll show you." Aunt Mickey led them into the house. "Bailey, bring me a paper bag from the hall closet." Aunt Mickey placed Bailey's tomatoes in the bag and closed the top. "After being in this closed bag for a few days, these tomatoes will ripen," she explained. "Without it, they wouldn't continue to ripen and would never taste good." Aunt Mickey looked at Landon. "That's true with our lives, too," she said. "I know it's hard to wait to do more grown-up things sometimes, but you're not ready for them yet. When we try to do them too soon, we can miss out on some of the blessings and growth we would have had along the way. God wants us to wait for the right time to do things. And for kids, that means listening to your parents and doing what they say. They know when it might be too soon for you to do something." "But you're going to be able to use these tomatoes after they have some TLC, aren't you?" asked Bailey. "Yes," said Aunt Mickey. "And even when we insist on doing things our own way instead of listening to God, Jesus offers us forgiveness, and he'll give us TLC to help us through the consequences our disobedience may cause. But waiting for his timing in the first place is always the best thing, just like ripening on the vine would have been best for these tomatoes." So how about you? Are you content to wait for some things until your parents feel you're ready? Or do you wish they'd let you do them now? Don't try to grow up too quickly. Just like tomatoes need time to grow before being harvested, you need time to grow before you do certain things. Ask God to help you be content with the things you can do now, knowing you can trust his tender, loving care. Our key verse is Ecclesiastes 3:1.
"To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven."
And our key thought for today: wait for God's timing. I've officially kicked off my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit. And if you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Take your mom or dad and get signed up today at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with... You know, I love reading the Keys for Kids stories to you every day, and I sure hope that you love listening. Make sure that you don't miss a single day with the Keys for Kids smartphone app. Just get your parents' help and go to your app store and search for the words Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.